In his speech at the National University of Singapore, Chinese President Xi Jinping noted that by the end of this December, the ASEAN Economic Community will be in place, and this would mark the first ever sub-regional economic community in Asia.
China will firmly develop friendly cooperation with ASEAN, firmly support the growth of ASEAN, firmly support the construction of the ASEAN community, and firmly support ASEAN in playing a leading role in East Asia.
Hailing Singapore as a close and friendly neighbor, she stressed that China would always adhere to peaceful development.
The concept of peaceful development is an inherent gene of the Chinese culture, emphasizing faith, promoting goodwill, and advocating friendly exchanges among nations constituted a basic content of China's foreign policy toward neighboring countries.
In addition, the South China Sea issue was another highlight of Xi's speech. China, he said, was dedicated to solving the problem through negotiation and consultation on the basis of respecting historical facts and in accordance with international law.
China needs open and smooth navigation in the South China Sea more than anyone else, despite the fact that some islands and range that China has sovereignty over are occupied by others. China has always advocated for solving the problem through peaceful negotiation.
He also added that China welcomed countries from outside the region having a positive influence on the stability and development of Asia. In the meantime, he said China hopes countries from outside the region could show some respect and play a constructive role.
We welcome countries from outside the region taking part in the cause of Asia's peace and development and playing an active role. At present, the most pressing issue faced by various governments of Asian countries is how to ensure sustainable and speedy growth. To achieve that requires a peaceful and stable environment.
As part of his speech, the Chinese president also noted that China rejects the logic that the country is bound to seek hegemony after it grows strong. He also called on China's neighboring states to jointly implement the Belt and Road Initiative, saying these countries should be the first to enjoy the benefits of China's proposed plan. On a separate note, Xi Jinping also stressed that China must find some innovative way to follow a path of non-carbon, green and sustainable development. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.